Welcome to 6 Minute Hump Day, where we help entrepreneurs get through their busy week with a dash of inspiration, motivation, and a touch of education.
Welcome to episode number 50 of the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Lopes. Super, super excited to have on a close friend of ours, Adam Jablin. Adam's going to be doing a four-part series. Today's part one, we'll be diving into healthy spirituality versus unhealthy. Sit back and enjoy. We are live on the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Lopes. I am super stoked to have on a very, very, very close friend. One of our first guests on the Jeff Knows Inc. podcast about 6-7 months ago. Since then, we've become very close. Adam Jablin. Adam, say a big shout out to everyone, brother.
What's up, guys? Jeff, I'm so proud of you, man. Look at this. This is great.
We're going to have Adam on. Adam has grown as a business coach with his Hero program. He's done amazing, amazing things. And I thought it would be a perfect time to bring Adam back on for a four-part segue. And we're going to use each part as a learning session on our 6 minute hump day. Today, we're going to be talking about healthy spirituality versus unhealthy. And Adam, let's get going. Let's start off segment number one. Let's get going.
All right, let's just jump into it real fast. Jeff, again, love you. So happy to be here.
You're the best, buddy.
Healthy spirituality versus unhealthy spirituality. I'll never forget the time I learned this. And it's when I was in rehab. It was when I was in treatment, getting sober. But my counselor taught me, you can see healthy spirituality. You can actually see it. And it's not a tribal tattoo, and it's not how many days you've meditated. It's in the person's aura. Are they looking at you in the eye when they're talking? Are they almost celebrating to be alive? Can you see that they're paying attention? Can you notice that they're finding their words quickly, right? They're happy to be with you. They're happy to be in the moment. You can see from a mile away healthy spirituality. At the same time, you can see unhealthy spirituality. It's in the sadness, or it's in the darkness. It's in the, I don't make a lot of eye contact. A lot of, nothing seems to be going good. And I feel comfortable saying this, especially with his comeback, you can see healthy spirituality versus unhealthy spirituality really fast in some clips of Mike Tyson. Today, he is alive. He is well. He's phenomenal. He is a spiritually healthy guy. And you'll see some videos of him when he was unhealthy spirituality. Even though he was jacked and young and possibly even the champ in those videos, he didn't have it. He didn't have it. Couldn't find his words. In a dark place, ended up going to jail, ended up doing a lot of drugs, and now it's the comeback, it's the ultimate. So healthy spirituality versus unhealthy spirituality. Remember, it's how we conduct ourselves.
Let me drive a quick question to you, Adam.
Sure.
Could you pass on that? And what I mean by that is, I was having a conversation with somebody yesterday, and I think one of the lost things a lot of people have, something we don't see as much, and something I've instilled in my kids, is something simple. Like you're walking down the street, and now it's even harder with the mask, but smile at somebody. And you'll see their reaction when you just smile at somebody. They it's almost like they're in shock, and then they'll instantly smile back. And it's like that little moment could change that person's output for the rest of the day, their energy, their feelings. So do you believe this is something you could pass on to somebody on a regular
basis?
Yeah,
absolutely. Right. The golden rule, love thy brother as you love thyself. Absolutely. You could pass it on. Now it's up to that person to nurture it.
Yeah.
It's up to that person to take care of it. But yeah, you could pass it to as many people as you can.
Yeah. I love that. And is there anything else you want to add to that, Adam?
You know, look, like anything, you're going to have to feed it, take care of it, nurture it, your spirituality. It has to be taken care of like a child.
Do you have any tips to do that?
Yeah, real fast. I mean, yeah. I'm a big believer in starting a meditation streak.
Yeah.
Right? Big believer.
What's yours at right now?
I'm at 1,000 days.
I love that. I love that. I see that on your storyline every day. 1,000 days. So quickly with meditation, there's different names, I should call it, or different ways of looking at meditation. It could be prayer. It could be meditation. It could be just breathing. I've been doing this now for, God, about three and a half, four months, where I do 5-10 minutes every morning, and it's a reflection time. And I just sit down quiet in the morning, 4:30, 4:45 in the morning, and I just breathe, concentrate my breathing, think of my day past, think of my day, what's going to happen today. That's my form, quote unquote, of meditation. So it could be different forms.
Absolutely. Okay. Any form. You know, that mindfulness, TM, transcendental meditation.
Yeah.
I do separate prayer and meditation. I believe, you know, prayer is a way of speaking to God, talking to the universe. But yeah, absolutely. And whatever fits, whatever's going to get you in a state that you can slowly calm those thoughts, slowly kind of take it all in. You're going to see, you're going to have anxiety. Some things are going to come up. What you have to do this day, what you're going to have to do that day, what you have to do for the kids, what you have to do for your spouse, whatever it is, business. Let those thoughts drive by like cars.
That's a great visual as well for the vaccine. That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. Thank you so much, Adam. So this is our part one of our 4-part series. I'm excited to have Adam on next week as well. Next week, we're going to be diving into building faith and trust. Thank you, brother. And we'll touch base next week.
Love you, dude.
Thank you, brother.